your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Kieran Corr.
First refugee families from Syria are expected to arrive in Kent either today or tomorrow. KMFM's been told three are moving to Ashford after the government said the UK were taking 20,000 over the next 5 years. The borough council say they've appointed specialists to help them settle in. These people in the town have mixed views about it.
People are taken to the heart and they'll feel very sorry for them, they'll help them.
If they're going to come over here and they're going to work, then fantastic, but we see so many programmes on the TV that they're coming over here to sponge our benefits. I mean, that's not on.
At the end of the day, we've got to put our human side forward and be like, we need to care for these people.
A boy from Dartford who missed school after being hurt in a car crash has been banned from an end-of-term event due to poor attendance. Tom has the details for KMFM.
Well, five-year-old Aussie May was knocked down by a car in September, causing him to miss 9 days of school. It meant his attendance level fell below the 96% needed to go to a special after-school film screening. Well, Sutton at Home School said it sympathised with Aussie, but that it couldn't make exceptions. His mum, Faye, says she's furious and has contacted the school's watchdog, Ofsted, about what happened.
Three people have been taken to hospital after a motorbike hit two people in Medway. The smash happened along Gillingham Road at around 6:30 last night. The motorcyclist, a woman in her 30s and a teenage girl, are being treated at Medway Maritime. A teenager has been charged after valuables, including a car, were taken from a Dartford home. It's reported two men broke into the property in Birchwood Road in Wilmington in September and threatened residents before taking a Jaguar XF, a Rolex watch and cash. The 17-year-old who's accused of aggravated burglary is due to appear in court later. New research suggests lifestyle choices like smoking and drinking too much alcohol may help to cause up to 90% of all cancers. The research published in the United States challenges a report from earlier this year that most cancers are down to bad luck and the result of random cell mutation. Anya McCarthy from Cancer Research UK says reducing your risk is simple.
What we do know is that maintaining a healthy weight, eating a balanced diet and not smoking, all of these are risk factors that if people stop doing them and stop smoking, eat a healthy balanced diet, they can reduce their risk of developing cancer.
A man who tried to smuggle £8 million worth of cocaine into Dover has been jailed. Arjun Pasha hid 60 kilos of the Class A drug in a specially adapted luxury Mercedes. The 40-year-old from Luton was stopped near Calais in April 2014. He's been locked up for 18 years. Women and young people will be among the focus of the government's new sports strategy. Funding will be less targeted at formal physical activity and more focused on social good and well-being. Figures show participation in sport has been falling since London 2012. Sports Minister and Kent MP Tracy Crouch says a new approach is key.
It was really important that we took a fresh look at the way we deliver sport and physical activity in the country. Really grateful to everybody who got involved in the consultation because it's really enabled us to set a strong pathway for the future.
A Saharan dust cloud heading to the UK today has prompted health warnings in Kent. It's expected to mix with pollution in southern and central England. Those with breathing problems are being urged to take extra care. And Star Wars legend Mark Hamill says he was overwhelmed by the turnout at the European premiere in London last night. Screenings of the film have taken place through the night, including at Odeon in Chatham, which saw around 600 people wait until midnight to see it. They include these fans who told us they couldn't wait.
I've kind of distanced myself from anything I've seen on Facebook.
No spoilers whatsoever for any of us. High expectations and seeing it for the first time in cinema is a big thing for me.
KMFM Sport.
In football, Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says Chelsea and Jose Mourinho are not fighting relegation. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, the champions sit 16th in the Premier League table, just a point above the drop zone. Wenger wouldn't answer questions about whether Mourinho should be fired, but he says he thinks they can improve their form.
If you ask me objectively, will Chelsea fight not to go down? I say no chance. They're going through a difficult spell, but they are not in a relegation battle.
The suspended FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, is appearing before the organisation's ethics committee today, facing the prospect of a life ban from football. He's accused over a seven-figure payment to UEFA chief Michael Platini, who has his hearing in Zurich tomorrow. And defending champion Andy Murray says the tennis at the Olympics in Rio will be a big goal for himself and all the players next year. He's ended 2015 as the world's number two, his highest ever ranking.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.